Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved radio family. Well, here we are together again, just praising the name of the Lord. Those are the words to an old chorus we used to sing in the 70s, but I trust we are able to do that. And we're going to pray. And for those of you who perhaps have not been listening, or for new listeners, we do pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to your heart. But for those who have been listening, we are going to continue a message on be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that is a command of Jesus that is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. And for those of you who have not heard the couple weeks that have preceded this time, please feel free to go to the Unveil Christ website, and you can click on the broadcasts, and they are archived there. You can listen anytime at your convenience. And for those of you who are regular, I know I'm taking a lot of time on this verse because I feel it is so critically important for what God is doing in our individual lives. Yes, He's doing a lot around the world, but because God is God, I have sensed all this year that there's been an intensified effort by the Holy Spirit to bring us into a place of perfection, of maturity, and that's why I feel this scripture is so important. So I thank you for your forbearance and for your long-suffering. Although I pray it's not too tedious, because I believe the Holy Spirit, as I've been going over this material, I have been richly and deeply blessed by understanding God's plan for the ages, God's plan for these end times in which we are living. Because, you know, you could have been born in what, 2000 BC, you could have been born in the time of Jesus. Now, that would have been very exciting. However, God chose for you and me to be alive in this hour in which we are living. And as we look at the scope of human history, these are very wonderful times to be alive, because for those of us who've accepted Jesus, we know we are His people. We are the children of God, and we love Him because He first loved us. And there's such a richness and wonder. The more you walk, you know, I'm thinking, what is this? Old choruses I haven't thought of in years. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I won't sing it for you because I'm not a vocalist. I do love worshiping and praising the Lord, as I hope you do. But before we go into the message, resume the message that I have been sharing. As I was in prayer, the Lord laid a couple individuals on my heart, and one is a brother who is listening right now, and it has been a really hard day at work. It has sort of been the culmination of some difficult times that you've been having with your immediate supervisor, with coworkers, and I want to pray for you, but I want you to understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and it's because of who you are in Christ. You are a believer, and you are seeking to walk in His ways. You're seeking to understand the Word of God more. And you've encountered all kinds of opposition, unfair persecution and ridicule and misunderstanding. But the Lord just wants you to know, He wants you to be strong in the Lord. And as I was praying for you and sensing that God wanted to minister to you, that just hold your ground. you know, it says in the Word of God in Ephesians, put on the full armor of God, put on the breastplate of truth, you wield the sword of the Spirit, have that shield of faith, and having done all, stand therefore. So there's a period perhaps of about 6 months, you're going to see God move, and if he doesn't work to remove the work of the enemy or individuals who are being so extremely used by him, then in that case, because, you know, beloved, there's a multiplicity of purposes in what God does. If I have learned anything over the decades of serving Christ, he never does just one thing. And it's because he's God. It's amazing the different purposes he can accomplish in one event, in one series of circumstances, if you will. And so, brother, as you stand and are patient and wait upon God, he's going to move those negative influences, the work of the enemy, away from you, or he is going to promote you. And as I said, it's about a six-month period. Just wait on him, and he will open the door, whether it's for promotion, whether it's for work with a different company. I don't know what you do. He hasn't shown me. But let's pray right now. Father, I pray for this brother. And Lord, if there's any others that are working under similar circumstances where it's been so hard, and Lord, he really needs this job. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, you have given us power over all power of the enemy. What we bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And Father, we bind and rebuke the work of the enemy against this brother. We thank you, Lord, that you will lift your spirit, lift a standard against the work of the enemy. And Father, I thank you, as he is totally submitted to you, he will resist the enemy and he will flee. But Father, most importantly, we ask for your will, your purposes to be accomplished and fulfilled in this situation. If you have something better for him, Father, give him the strength, the patience to wait upon you, and let there be a very clear open door. We pray for the wisdom of God and the ability to wait on you, and Lord, that you will be glorified in Jesus' name. And secondly, there was a sister, is a sister who is listening right now, and you've blown it. We all do that. And you've lost your temper. You've said things you shouldn't say. And I don't know if it was to a friend, to a loved one. And you're really feeling convicted right now. And so all we have to do, you know, if we sin, and we will, we have an advocate with the Father, and he's just and faithful to forgive us all our sins. And so, Father, right now, I lift this sister, and Father, as she turns her heart to you, Father, I just lift that conviction, because she is responding to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, for supernatural understanding and wisdom on how to deal in this relationship. Father, when she needs to be quiet, keep her quiet. I rebuke the spirit of anger the enemy would cause to rise in her, for the anger of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And Father, I pray for great wisdom and revelation, and you're going to move in this relationship, and you will deal with the work of the enemy in this individual. And Father, I thank you for great joy and peace in the name of the Lord, and she will delight in how you are dealing and giving wisdom to her. And just as Jesus did to answer the Pharisees, they couldn't answer anything. So, Father, we release that to her right now. And for this brother, Father, I thank you for the courage and the strength and the anointing of God to stand in this period of time as he watches you work. Praise God. And you know, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for one another. I ask your prayers. I'm so grateful for your prayers, and we need to pray for one another. Let us be ever more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to when he brings someone to our mind, it is not just, oh, well, it's just a passing thought, just a little fancy of imagination. He has a purpose. And when in doubt, go ahead and pray. And you perhaps may be wonderfully surprised to know that as you have a chance to talk to that person, yes, they really needed your prayers. All right. Well, my goodness, the time is almost gone on this broadcast. But for those of you who haven't maybe been listening, let me just share what we've discovered out of these words of Jesus. we discovered that he really meant what he said. And yes, it is for us. We've looked at the definition of perfection. We've looked at scriptural examples out of the Old Testament of perfection. We've looked at the New Testament, especially perfection as exemplified in the life of Jesus. He was our perfect example. And then most recently, last week, we were looking at the essential elements of perfection that I wanted to share with you. The first is knowledge of the Word. Secondly, benevolence. Third is divine agape love. Fourthly, good works. And then control of the tongue, obedience. And as we begin, we'll just begin today to look at the seventh attribute or element, if you will, I'd like to share with you, and that is humility. And then there's one further thought I want to share. I guess we conclude it as the eighth aspect of perfection, but I'm going to have to make you wait for that. All right, Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for Jesus, who is our perfect example. And Lord, I just pray for everyone right now. Lord, let them not be overwhelmed with this command. Lord, you would never ask us to do something that we could not do through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we thank you for humility. We rebuke pride in our lives, the pride of life, the pride of the world. And Father, we thank you. We shall be fashioned in like mind after Jesus. In fact, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, that's the scripture I want to share with you, Philippians 2 and 5. Let, and that's imperative, that's a command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Well, tomorrow we'll pick up on this very thought, and we're going to look at what the rest of the scripture says following that. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you dearly. I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I'm so grateful for you as my spiritual family. And for those of you perhaps who have never written, I do invite you to write, share your prayer requests, or if you're being blessed by the broadcast. And if you desire, I would add you. If you email, if you want to enclose your mailing address, I will include you in our monthly letters, which are, they're not appeal letters. I'm not appealing for funds. God knows we need them. But my purpose in the correspondence and prayer ministry is to see you blessed of God and uplifted and encouraged in the strength of the Lord. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.